This is Psychic Sunday with your hosts, psychic medium Elizabeth Harbin, Terry Glazer, and Luann Morris. And now here's Elizabeth.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Psychic Sunday. I am psychic medium Elizabeth Harbin, and tonight we have psychic medium Terry Glazer and psychic medium herbalist Luann Morris. Okay. Yes, we must have our microphone on.
Yes, turn it on.
Yes. So tonight is all about asking one question. It can be about love, romance, job, career, moving, marriage, etc. And we ask that you wait to ask us for messages from spirit guides, family, fur babies during our mediumship show. For our first time listeners, our call-in number is 563-999-3697. If you miss any of our live broadcasts, never fear, you can catch them here on Blog Talk On Demand or Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and now Audible.com. And more recently, we've now been picked by Reason FM.
I like that.
Reason FM. And their catchphrase is something like, and the reason you're here, I just think that's so cool. So be sure to follow us here on Blog Talk as well as facebook.com/ Make It So Network. Now, if you follow us on that and like our page, have a change in the program or if something happens weather-wise or something comes up, we always put that information there. So you'll always be ahead of the game. If you don't see anything, just the show that's going to be showing, then, you know, we're good to go. So be sure and follow us on Instagram. On Instagram, it's Make It So Network Radio. If you follow us on Twitter, it's Make It So NETWOR1. Either okay on there. I'm not sure, but that's the way that it goes. Remember, your free will is a wonderful gift, and so is your intuition. We will always encourage you to use those talents first. We know that with practice, your gifts and talents will always be your best friends and best resources. For a private reading from any of our hosts, please send your request to Make It So Network at gmail.com. Please specify Elizabeth, Carrie, or Luann, and they will respond with their prices and availability. Again, that's Make It So Network at gmail.com. Now, we have received a couple of messages. Unfortunately, what's happening is we're not getting the notification of it. Probably need to. So seriously, if you have a question, make it very brief, and we will try and answer it on the next show. But please send it to makeitsonetwork@gmail.com. We'll get it a lot faster, and we can all three of us can check it out and put in our interpretation, and then we will answer it actually on the show. And don't forget, you can also call us now on Ghost Talk. But the main hit news that's going to be happening is on Tuesday. It's going to be time for daytime psychic.
Yes. I'm really excited about that one.
I am too. It's going to be.
I get excited about all of them, but excited for that when they get going.
Too.
Yeah.
This one is going to start at 1 o'clock. And the reason we're doing it is to incorporate some of our callers and listeners and fans from across the UK. By the way, we're sending all of you guys over in the UK as much positive energy and wellness and good wishes, because we know Eunice is ripping the country and all up all over the place, all up and down the coast over there. So we're just, you know, we are aware of what's going on, and we just send you all the best possible outcomes that you can accept, because it's like you guys are having a hurricane. This is what we go through. 120-something mile-an-hour winds. It's like, yeah, that's our hurricanes over here. Yeah. So
that's our daily sometimes.
And sometimes it's just our weather. So
no, it's no joke.
No. And So we want to make sure that you guys know that we are thinking about you, and obviously you will be in our thoughts and good wishes and our prayers. So anybody else have anything for tonight?
Also, the first five callers or listeners that send their mailing address or box will receive a brand new Make It So logo sticker or mat. Just indicate the one that you prefer, and please send your request to makeitsonetwork@gmail.com. That's makeitsonetwork@gmail.com.
And we have actually had people send us pictures. I think right now one of the hot spots is the actual magnet, because it's great to stick on your refrigerator.
Yeah, the metal.
And
mine is the one that I have is a actually both, but mine is the
magnet. I know we're all still being affected by the moon.
The moon. I'm really led by the moon. I'm a moon child, so this one really likes to, like, woo.
I have really been blasting a lot of people out of the water, myself included. So I know exactly what you're talking about. It has been a week, and the weather's going to be changing again, and it's like, okay, everybody minus this here is just going crazy. But that's, you know, welcome to Texas.
Yeah, even after 30 something years, I can't get used to it.
I'm not used to this kind of weather. This is crazy.
This literally is summer, winter, fall, all in one day.
Yes. Yeah.
Woke up this morning, it was in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Then we hit the 50s, 60s, midday.
Mm-hmm.
Then almost, I think it was 75, 80 today, or is that tomorrow?
I think that's supposed to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then on Wednesday, we've got, what, the chance of ice, sleet, snow.
Next Wednesday.
Hail.
Like it did last week.
30 and below.
I think it's supposed to start early in the day. I'm not sure.
I didn't really pay attention to that part because, you know, I'm all about weather. But, I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, this is a little much.
This is even making me on. Okay, let's just pick one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you make up your mind, lady, please?
I would be really nice to pick one.
And just keep it there for a couple of weeks and let's get used to it? No. Okay. Well, then I say let's get started and see what's happening out there in network land. All right. Caller 31 live and on the air with Carrie, Luann, and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, this is Bryn from New York City.
Hi, Bryn.
How's everybody? Hey there.
Good.
How are you? Good. So I got a question tonight, a more specific question. I live with my sister. She has schizophrenic problems. And on January 12th, I had to take her to the hospital because she, a week or 6 days before then, she was on the road to a psychotic break, I guess you might call it. So on Saturday, she said, you know, Bryn, I have to go to the hospital. So I took her to the hospital down the street here. And, she had to go in there to get her meds reevaluated and for medical checkup and everything. So she's coming back on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. So my question is, I get a feeling it's going to come to a point, and probably even before the end of this year, where my capacity to take care of her, is going to be very challenged, because now she's using a walker, and they are assigning a physical therapist to her. So I just want to see where you see things going, because on the other level, I've also been wanting to move out of here, but it seemed, I don't know if my family's going to be moving to a different place, or because of my capacity or incapacity to take care of her, because I just want to know what you see.
Well, that's a very legitimate question. That's a...
You know, your voices are breaking up. I can't even hear you. Hello?
Oh, well, we've been having technical problems like this for weeks now, and We've been trying to solve it.
Yeah, and we're still trying to solve it. I don't know that that's going to – is that any better?
I can hear you now. We'll see how far it goes.
Okay. I don't know what has caused the problem with it, but I'm going to just see if I can't boost it up a little bit more. Okay, how's that?
Say something.
Okay, how's that?
No, it's not good. It's choppy. It's like you'll come in and then you'll fade out, come in and fade out.
Is it just Elizabeth or is it everyone?
It's everybody. Yeah,
well,
I'm probably not the only one.
Yeah, we've been having this third show where we've had this kind of a problem. And we thought we had it corrected, but apparently, I mean, we've done everything we know to do, but we're not
sure. No, I hear you.
Yeah, what to do. Well, we'll go as far as we can. We may only be doing 30 minutes tonight because if it's that choppy, you can start getting information like you should, and that's just, it's too hard to understand.
Right. I can't hardly understand you now.
Okay. So, briefly.
Okay.
Yes, there is going to, you are going to have help.
Yeah, right.
What does God?
For his inner peace and for her inner peace, yes, you're going to have help. And I do see moving forward for you. And I also went ahead and I did pull the cards because I wanted to make sure that I had a full backup on that. Because I feel really safe with getting your sister into an environment where they can help take care of her capacity and what she's going to need. Because this is not going to get better for her. It's just going to progress as she moves on. But so, Bren, you've got to trust your intuition on this. Your intuition has already told you to move and you've hesitated. So that goes back to mom. And mom, you know, hey, Bren, I got your back here. You're doing the right thing. You know, it almost feels like you kind of made some promises. I'll take care of her. Doing this and getting her in that correct environment and proper environment for her, that is taking care of her.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Because you need to move forward for her peace and safety and for hers.
Exactly. I got pretty much the gist of what you said, which is good.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
And just like Carrie said, move forward, form a partnership with the caregivers so you can be well informed.
Okay.
Your sister's doing all she can do to control things from her side. And I also see that it's in her best interest to have a safe environment where she doesn't have to worry.
All right. Well, thank you all. I appreciate that.
You're
okay,
hon.
Well, take care, and hopefully you'll be able to hear us on the next show.
Sure. Yeah. Good luck on solving the technical issue there. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Have a great night. You know, this is the first night. Are you still there, hon? Okay, let me make sure that I wasn't over anything. This is the first night that we have weather outside, so this is good for us to know that we're still having it, even without the rains around. Because the last two times we had rain around us, maybe that was it.
I know that Elizabeth unplugged everything today and plugged it back in.
Yeah, I can. Sorry about the silence here. What I'm doing is I'm actually listening to what we're talking about to other people, and we are cutting out really, really bad. Well, I think what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is we're gonna continue for the next 15 minutes. We do apologize for this, but I've gone back and listened to the show after we've had this kind of experience, and it just sucks listening to it.
Yeah.
It's, but yeah, I did the last one. I went in and listened, and it was our post talk with Dr. Chuck, and that was very choppy.
And it's not, it's just not worth people trying to call in, trying to get a legitimate answer if we're just going to be fading in and out. And that's exactly what's happened. We're fading in and out. So I have to touch Blog Talk and find out what can we do.
Our microphones.
Yeah, they did say that they have some sort of new download, and it might be interfering with the equipment. And so turn everything off, unplug everything, and then put everything back. Well, Elizabeth did today.
Yeah, it laptops have half the words and stuff.
Half
so
the words, great.
You could just say, "Hole," and nobody will know.
Okay, angels in the universe, work with us tonight, guys. Come on.
We need some intervention from the archangels.
There is no retrograde. Retrograde is God.
All planets are direct.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to make that decision because it's just not fair for everybody else, and we will. I don't want to have to go through and cut us off and try to call in. I mean, we could try that, but I don't know that that would work. So I think what we're going to do is maybe just go for the next 15 minutes, and then we'll stop it at 30 Central time, and then we will try something else later on.
Okay.
We'll be on again Tuesday at 1. All right, let's see what we can do. Let's go to another caller. Caller 2780. You were live and on air with Carrie and Elizabeth. How can we try and help you tonight?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I wasn't sure.
We're not having trouble hearing people. They're having trouble understanding us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has been a little bit chalky, but so far I've been able to follow most of what y'all are saying when I've been listening. So I've been able to follow most of it, but didn't know if maybe you could hear me. So
yeah, we can hear everybody fine, and obviously we can hear each other well, but when it starts to, we're not sure where it's coming from, because it should just be very, very smooth. There should not be any problems at all, but we don't know if it's the problem in New York and how they're routing everything through. I mean, we're here in Texas. We go Texas, and sometimes they send us to Idaho, and then from Idaho we go back to New York, and we're not sure if it's because of the cold weather and they're having issues there. I mean, it could be, you know, it could be a gazillion different things, but we'll figure it out eventually. So anyway, on to you. What would your question be for tonight?
So I wanted to ask about this doctor that I went to go see, Dr. Ballard, and I had thought that this was going to be better than what I hoped, as far as helping me with all the health problems that I've had. And it wasn't what I anticipated. And now I just have a really large lab bill. And so I was just wondering, I guess, if there was maybe a reason or a purpose that maybe she came across, even with my own intuition, that I thought would be helpful. And I don't know if there was maybe the lab work that's going to help me find somebody else or what, because I do think there was some, you know, good purpose in it, but it wasn't, I think the treatment plan she has is and the hassle with the whole thing has not been the best experience. So I'm just like, it's frustrating, you know, it's like, ugh, you know.
Well,
at what's going on from a different perspective. Yes, you're correct. You know, your intuition is spot on. So the decision is hard, but you're going to have to make a decision for someone new. If that doctor's really working for you one-on-one, then I don't know if you want to continue.
Carrie?
I'm blocked now. And I think the reason is, I know the reason is there's an unsettling there. You know your own body very well, okay? And sometimes when you go and you some things a doctor has to say, I've been there myself, and recently I'm like really seriously going to doing this again. You have to decide for yourself what it is you really want to do and how hard you're really wanting to work at settling, getting to the bottom of this. Because when you started talking about the doctor, like, you know, I kind of like the energy around the doctor, but I also want to integrate someone with that. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. These next few months are not going to be easy physically or mentally and healing your body. But also there are things physically that it's time to let go of.
So you're saying you feel like there's another practitioner that could possibly help her with not only with the one she has?
I keep seeing a holistic doctor, but I also see a PCP that is open to holistic. But I think we've said this before, it's going to take some digging, and you may have to go through 5, 6, 10. I can literally tell you, I've gone through 10 different doctors to find the one that I have that works with me, that I trust. She knows what I know she's telling me. I mean, we communicate. She even communicates with Stan. That's where he's got a call because I can't. You know, I'm physically not able to get up and do it. He's got to do it.
Right. Well, the one thing for sure, if you're having an issue with someone, especially if it pertains to a doctor, a therapist, it doesn't matter whom, if you have an issue, then you've been to them enough, let's say if you've been to them like 2 times, 3 times, and you still have an issue, it's time to go in a different direction, because all it's going to do is create anxiety, the feeling of hopelessness, this is never going to be resolved, I've gotten into a situation that I shouldn't have gotten into, blah, blah. I mean, it goes on and on and on. But the one thing that you do have in your favor that a lot of people do not is you have an absolutely extraordinary talent for your intuition, and just through the Archangel Bob, we know that he keeps pushing you into use your intuition, try this, try that. One of the things he keeps saying is just because this one doesn't work doesn't mean it's a failure. It just means this is not the person. But this one particular doctor that you're going to may have just gone in a direction is not you're not comfortable with, or you don't feel like this is appropriate, or this is what they signed up for, then it's okay to go to another one. It's somebody else.
Communication is really key. If you're afraid to ask questions, especially in a doctor's office, if you're afraid to ask questions and have a conversation with your practitioner, go to the next.
Yeah.
You don't have those fears.
Absolutely. When you go to your doctor, there should not be – now, I love my doctor. I love her. She is just the kindest, sweetest, most wonderful person ever. But every time I go to her, my blood pressure goes sky high. And what we actually figured out was it wasn't the fact that blood pressure was actually high, because it was my body was having a reaction, because I have a white coat syndrome. So every time I see a doctor or a nurse or a practitioner that is on a white coat, my blood pressure goes up. It makes me anxious and nervous, and it's all under that unconscious mode. So what I have to do now is I get my blood pressure checked. She looks at me, and she goes, it's a little high. And then we talk about a couple of other things, and then she leaves before her assistant comes in. She tells her assistant, be sure to check her blood pressure before she leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And then she leaves. She's gone. Then when the assistant does it, it's like 20 points less. So you have to figure out, is this worth going to see this person? Is there a reason why I'm having issues? If it is it something that I need to correct? Or is it I need to figure out what's causing this so that I can still go with this practitioner? Or is it time for a new practitioner?
And that's trusting your intuition.
Absolutely. Which you do have. It's remarkable, the gift that you have. I mean, you should be here with us talking to people how good your intuition is. I mean, it's so easy to diagnose in a certain sense a situation for everybody else, but it just is for ourselves. What do we do? Am I making the right decision? Holy cow, what should I do? And usually stress over it way too much.
Yeah, that and taking time off from work to go to these appointments. Sorry, what were you
saying?
As we start getting into that spin, and we don't need to spin.
No.
Anxiety, there's a difference between anxiety and having it, and then having anxiety. You have anxiety about talking to a practitioner of any kind. You know, anxiousness about being in their office or what's going to happen. But that's okay. But the practitioner itself, you should not have that.
Yeah. So it makes
sense.
It's like
makes sense.
Same thing. I think what I read today was you can actually start carrying either a card or a piece of paper that says, "Do not weigh me unless you absolutely have to," because it gives me anxiety or it causes me to feel whatever. And it's like, okay, that's new, but it's like people are beginning to recognize this is not something we're joking about. Serious.
Yes, let's just put this on the air. I have needle phobia. I am terrified. I act like a 5-year-old and I don't know where it comes from. Anytime blood work is mentioned, I have panic attacks and they're bad. And I have now learned that if a doctor does not understand that and know how to handle that, that is not where I need to be. And the doctor I have now, she works with me. And she's really good about it. They know she meditates with me. Whoever's going to do it knows my brain's role. This one's not going to work. They listen to me and they hear me. And that's really important. That's what I keep getting with you. It is really important that you're heard, that you communicate. Because, you know, whatever's going on in your gut needs some help. And part of that is your anxiety. That anxiety that you build up lands in your gut. So it just, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm just giving you one to getting there and trusting that. So know that that's what that is. But I feel it in your gut. Is that part of that is your anxiety from overthinking it, stressing over it, and spinning. So from when you start spinning, stomp your feet if you have to, balance yourself out, calm yourself, and know that I'm okay. Everything's going to work out.
It's interesting, too. You're picking up the gut thing because I had like another issue today. So I'm still recovering from that. And it's just been where I've had these issues more often. And so it's hard because it takes out a lot of time, you know, to recover from mm-hmm. that. So it's like you feel like you have less time to do everything else. So
It's true. It's really a joke. This is a real thing for you. And sometimes you have to wait for things to get better. Sometimes it gets worse before it gets better. What we keep getting, though, is that it is going to be an issue that gets resolved, but it is taking time.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's just keep being persistent. Hey, if y'all found people that are at work, I will too. And it just sometimes it's I don't know. It's definitely like when you're not feeling good, it's like, I just want it that much sooner. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a legitimate question. You know, I think a lot of this other stuff, I think a lot of this that is affecting a lot of people right now is this still energy that we had with going from the full moon. It was, we're the sun sign of Aquarius, you're in the moon sign of Leo. And Aquarius says, hey, look at me, but I got here because of my tribe. And the Leo energy says, no, just look at me. Don't look at them, look at me. It's a conflict here. There's a conflict between the two energies. And it's causing people, should I change this? No, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should get somebody else to help me. No, I should stick with this. I should only have one. No, I should have, you know, it's back and forth. But we believe you're going to resolve it. So you should resolve it within the next month.
That would be awesome. Well, I'll just have to keep pushing and looking out there for it. And, you know, I think when you want to feel better, I don't know how to explain it, that drive just keeps you wanting to feel better. And so that's what the hope, you know.
Yeah, that's really no joke. I think that probably is the best answer right there. A lot of people give up. A lot of people know it's worth it. It's never going to change. But what you just told us right there is you know it's going to change and you know it's going to work because you're just going to keep on until you find it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think, too, when you've been in, like, physical pain, you know, just from the different, like, stuff I've experienced and all the different things that I've been dealing with, like, just, for example, GI issues probably for, I don't know, 15, 20 years now. And so among with the other health problems since I was basically in high school, and it's like at some point it's I've had peaks and I've gone down and I think things have gotten better, but then it's just got continually worse the past few years. And I think you just wanted to where I feel young and healthy and I want to feel healthy. And so I think the motivation is not wanting to be in pain and feel healthy. So
I had someone say to me today, a really good friend of mine, and he said, I want my life back. And that just spoke volumes. I want my life back. And it's the same situation, trying to find the right doctor, trying to find the right medication, trying to find the right place to go, and the belief system that I'm tired of living this way. I want my life back, one that where I actually had a life. And I exactly what he meant by that. And I think that applies to you. You're ready for get a young life back. You're ready to do things that you're wanting to do full-time basis.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it prevents me. I think I feel a little more pressure just because I don't feel like I can do other parts of my life until I get my health in order because I can't give the capacity that I need to be able to do those. So I feel very restricted, and I feel like there's a time restriction on certain things just because of my age. And so I don't have to go into that, but that's where I feel a lot of pressure that I'm like, I can't keep waiting on this. So hopefully you know, I trust that I'll find it soon.
Well, it sounds very positive to us. You're doing a remarkable job. The other thing is keep up your faith, keep the faith going because it is working out for you. And again, aware that I think it's going to have a resolve to this particular issue, just this particular issue, to get you on to the forward for the rest in the next month.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to that. And thank you all three of you so much. And the reception seems to have been a little bit better, by the way. So I don't know what's improved, but just thought I'd let y'all know.
Well, we're not going to say anything. We're not going to say anything. You can hear us. Don't say anything. Oh, my gosh. Okay, it's working. Whatever that was. So maybe that's what we need to do. We need to talk to the international god of blog talk. Clean this up for us. Thank you. Thank you, Archangel Bob. Yes, thank you. All right, and take care. Let us know how you are. And just, you know, keep moving forward.
I'll do that. Thank you so much. And I hope you all have a great evening and to it continually being better.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Bye-bye. So, okay. So we're just going to continue to go a little bit further. I mean, if you guys can hear us, you can always text me at 214-444-0072. And I do read my text messages and let us know if you can really hear us. If it is part of our imagination. Our imagination. Okay, on to the next call. Let's see what we got here.
Bob, hang around.
Seriously, caller 2694, you were live on the air with Carrie and Elizabeth. How may we help you tonight?
Yeah, hi. My name is Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Hi. I'm just wondering if you see me doing a business.
Oh, man, I got such a big yes. Did you see that? Oh, my God.
Well, and I also got inner child and self-reliance.
Luann, what have you got?
It popped up. Like,
I've got leadership, celebration, and to reflect on her childhood.
So you get her child as well. Yeah.
So listen to the inner child. She's trying to come out, and we need to play. We need to be our own boss. We need to do what we want to do. We also need to make money. We also need to be able to support ourselves. We also need to pay bills.
That inner little girl
was,
is ready to
oh my
rock
God,
and roll.
That was a big yes. It almost, jeez.
Did it slap you?
It did. It was boom, right in my face. Yeah. I believe the answer is yes.
Okay.
I mean, the short version, yeah.
Let's do this.
Because I've called another psychic before, and then they gave me some dates. And I'm also doing a nanny job in the meantime, just to like make money, like before,
sure.
You know.
Yeah.
So, but then they gave me the dates of like what was going on with the nanny. They're like, oh, it's like gonna pick up in February, and then in September, and then I'm like, oh, well, I just got a new nanny job, February, and then it's only 6 months, and then it's gonna. Probably started September. I'm like, oh, maybe they're just picking up this nanny job. So do you think it's like a life? I'm thinking life. I want to do more life coaching. Is that what you're seeing?
Absolutely. You definitely need to be doing life coaching. There's no question about it. And Luann, you said you had the number 8.
Yes.
So Luann has the number 8, and so we're going to throw that out there. So it could be. The number 8 is related to 8 weeks or 8 months or actually August, which is the number 8. But the number 8 for you means signifies abundance and prosperity. The endless loops in this number signify an infinity flow of money, time, ideas, or whatever else you require, especially for your life purpose. Apparently, your life purpose
that's
goes
my life.
Into
that's
being
my life.
Nurturer. Yeah.
Yes.
That's your life number. Yeah.
Yes.
People that are 8 numbers, talk amongst yourselves for a minute, ladies.
She has to look at her book.
Hold on 1 second.
You know, a reference. She always, I don't know which one she's looking for now, but you never know with her.
I think it could go either way. I think it could go either way. I think it could be like abundance, but I also feel like it could be like you could lose a lot of money because I've had that too.
I don't feel a loss. I feel a gain coming on.
Cool.
Again, it you know, that is all in how you perceive it as well. So, but I feel a gain.
And of course,
thank you.
Once you start your own business, there's going to be ups and downs, and you just have, because I know that's what I've been doing. You know, I developed these products, and then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, now what do I do with it?
Yeah. Hand them to Karen.
Yeah.
Let her test them.
Yeah. This is true. Let us be your guinea pigs, please. So we're talking about, you know, one of the best books that you can actually go out and purchase is called The Life You Were Born to Live. It is a guide to finding your life purpose. The author is Dan Millman, Millman. I've had this book forever. This was a book that was not sent to me, but was given to me by my mentor, and I've used this book ever since. And what it does is it helps you to know your actual life purpose, your number, what pathway you're on, those kinds of things. And in this particular book, it's talking about the understanding of life purpose is the number 8. So that means you can have abundance, but you need to be very, very specific what you're doing or how you're going to do it, but without question, you have to be part of the life coaching, giving information. It's as if you're being called into service. Now, part of it is the nanny job is to make you aware of your compassion. How do you handle situations? How do you handle cranky people, whiny people, you know, people who are acting children, and seriously, acting like kids. And this will give you the best possible, what do you call that? That gives you, it's it's like the groundwork. It's a better, that's it, it's perspective. It is your perspective. Okay. And so you're only doing this nanny gig just to experience how people will be reacting as little kids. And some are just angels, and some of them are like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, also with this nanny gig, because we also got the inner child.
Yeah.
Great time. You know, take advantage of the nanny gig. I was a nanny for a long time. Take advantage of that and bring out that inner child. Oh,
I
yeah.
know a lot
yeah.
of people that were nannies in the beginning, and they have turned out to be phenomenal coaches because they rely on their, well, not only their experience, but their knowledge of how they handle that actual child.
You cannot take things personally when it comes to children.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is something that you need to have in mm-hmm. business as well. But Carrie and I saw that Lynn chimed in. It was like the biggest yes we've ever seen in the studio. It's like, oh my God, it has to be. So apparently this is your actual life path. What else you got, Luann? Yeah. Anything
yes,
else?
No. She's the leader. You're the one who's going to control it.
Right. The leader.
Well, the card that I have that literally flipped out of the deck is trust your intuition.
Okay.
Okay.
Go for it. It's got your name right below it.
Cool. Thank you so
awesome.
Much.
Awesome.
You're
very
welcome.
Okay. Welcome and good luck. Congratulations. This is awesome.
Okay. Yeah. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care.
Have a great night.
The one thing that you learn when you go for your own business is going to be a roller coaster, especially in the beginning.
Yes.
And if she's going to be, well, let's say when she becomes her life coach, thing that we need to remember is it is dealing with the majority of the people that we deal with is because of their inner child.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who they are, is because of that inner child. Or if they have an issue, it's because of the inner child. Something happened when they were 6 or 7 or 8 or whatever. And so people can meltdown is that child, that inner child.
Yeah.
But when they experience great joy, so did that inner child, you know, that childlike energy. And here lately, even to this day, every once in a while, I get the feeling, as I did when I was a kid, just absolute ultimate joy.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
I was, this morning, I woke up, I was feeling good today, so I was like, well, let's do something. I was very motivated. So I was cleaning out one of the drawers, and I had one of the big bubble sticks in there. And so I was testing it. You know, you have to test it to make sure it was working.
Of course.
And so I was blowing the bubbles. But as I'm blowing the bubbles, the dog runs from the other side of the room to catch them.
Oh.
And so the dog and I were just in the moment. And Sam's like, are you doing that inside? And I'm like, yeah. One is, you know, I'm still in my pajamas. I'm, you know, been cleaning, so yeah, I'm doing this inside, and he started joining in on it. I was like, this is pure joy. Dog is in her bliss, I'm in her bliss, we're happy, enjoy the bubbles.
So the weather here in Texas right now is really nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, it is really nice. And so Luann actually comes over early, and Luann and I go get something to eat, and then come back to the studio, and that's where we meet Carrie, is at the studio. We went and grabbed something instead of going into a restaurant to sit down to eat. Mm-hmm. And so we came back to the studio, and she actually has a sunroof.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to eat the car. We decided to eat in the car. And it was like two kids in the car doing something they shouldn't be doing, because you should not be eating in the car. You should not do that. I mean, seriously.
The creek, because I do it all the time.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
I think that's the adult in me going, you should do that.
No, I get it. My dad was like that. You don't eat in the car.
Yeah.
And you keep it very clean and
keep
all that.
Clean.
I do it now.
Well, the little kid went out, and we ate in the car. But it was so much fun. It was like, oh, this. And the sunroof was open, and you could.
For
it was
sure.
cool. Oh, my gosh. So we listened to that inner child, and it was just like, oh man, this is glorious.
So did you hear any music and
yeah.
like put your hand out the moonroof and do
no,
the,
we didn't go.
I didn't go quite that far, only because I had food in my hands.
Oh, okay, okay, I get
it.
Yeah,
it was bad enough that it was getting all over me. I didn't need to get all over her and the car. Okay. On to the next, as they say. Caller 2222.
What a good one.
What an awesome number that is. That has got angels written all over it. You are live and on the air with Carrie Lands and Elizabeth. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Wendy from California. And very recently, I purchased a desk for a lot of money, $2,577.
Wow.
And the day after it was delivered, I noticed that on the far left and far right-hand side of the desk, it was lifting up, bowing up, not a whole lot, but enough that it was very significant. So I handled it very eloquently, pictures, and I contacted furniture repair professionals, and they all said it's not going to get better in about 3 or 4 years, you'll have to buy a new desktop. And so I sent the pictures to the manager of the store, and I was very polite, and I said, as you can see, the desktop is lifting up. And I knew what I wanted, but I wanted to give her the grace of telling me, so I said, what do you suggest as a resolution? And she came back, and she said, well, we can pick it up and I'll give you back all your money, or you can keep the desk and I'll give you 20% off. This desk is beautiful. I love the desk. I want to keep it. And in my humble opinion, I think that 20% off is rather insulting, with full knowledge that I'm going to have to replace the desktop and the desk will rock on the keyboard eventually. So I let her know, you know, in a nice way that that was too low, but I would really like to keep it. And I said, I'd like more of a credit back. Ultimately what happened was yesterday I sent her an email, a text message saying, okay, well, go ahead and have you pick it up. And, but then I closed it very nicely. I said, should you decide to give me more of a credit back, please, please contact me. So it's supposed to be picked up this Friday coming up, but I'm hopeful that she texts me again. She'll be off on Wednesday and Thursday. So I hope she texts me again and raises the credit, because I think it's to her advantage as well, for goodness sakes.
Well, you would certainly think so, wouldn't you?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not getting anything at this moment, but I'm not getting a change of amount or a change of her mind. Feels like a very strong businesswoman as well.
Is it more of an ego thing at this time? Is it more of an ego thing? Because I know how to write a letter, and I'm very formal and professional, but also very kind. And I'm thinking it might be an ego thing on her part, really.
Yeah, and it's almost as if she's trying to impress somebody else, or trying to make sure that other people see she's a wheeler dealer, or look what I've done, or I can do. I mean, more to it than just her.
Is she the owner of the business?
Okay, and I didn't catch the last question.
Is the woman you've been speaking with the owner of the business?
I think she might be a family member. She is the manager.
So I go back to what I was picking up earlier. It's as if she's trying to either impress someone or show somebody else that she's good at what her job is. So that would be trying to either impress family members or look what I did, and, you know, that sort of thing. I don't know that she's actually, I mean, I am impressed with the fact that, yes, she would pay you back your money
something.
In full. You know,
yeah.
She or would pick it up, and I understand that. What I don't understand is you know that it's going to – it's you know there's going to be issues with it later on down the road. And if
yeah.
it was that obvious, shouldn't they have known that ahead of time? I mean, seriously.
Shouldn't they have noticed?
Yeah.
Yes.
If it's that obvious to you, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, my intuition is kind of running around all over the place going, well, why did you sell me that? Why did that leave your space? This is not right. I mean, this is going to be an issue. Now, maybe some other person said, well, that's okay. I'll just deal with it. But it's just not worth it. This is not right. I don't feel comfortable.
That's interesting that you say that because I got really strongly that the problem will be resolved, but I don't feel like it's going to go the direction that you're wanting it. But then I also feel like there's another desk that is out there that you're going to be like, oh, I like that one even better.
And it doesn't
really.
And it doesn't have issues, and it's not going to give you a problem because I really strongly got, and I again with the cards. I got problem resolved. Don't feel like the problem's going to resolve with you keeping the desk.
Yeah, start with a low ball with a, you know,
yeah,
the
20%. That's insulting.
That's a slap in my face. And it's like, no. But I have to go back to this. Why would somebody ship something with the potential of having such an issue immediately noticed by the client is it not? There's something not right there. There is something not right
There is something that is not right here. It's not adding up. And
yes.
She's shooting herself in the foot. I mean, if I were the mm-hmm. the manager, I would jump at my offer. I would think that they should give me half back, but I would even accept talking $2,577.
Mm-hmm.
I would think even $1,000 would be a low ball offer, and I would accept it.
Well, and that is an amazing thing that you would do. I mean, that's speaking volumes. But because it is such an expensive piece, I expect quality. If I'm going to spend $2,700,
mm-hmm.
nothing would be wrong with it, first of all. I shouldn't have to be going through this. I should not be making phone calls. I shouldn't have to do any of that. And the idea that this is what you're having to do and you have spent that much money, then they have said, we will pick it up. We will not charge you anything. And if we can replace that and have you look at another desk, we will be glad to do so. And then maybe a discount on top of it. But because you have it and immediately know, I'm just have to say, honestly, I would just have them pick it back up and they can just refund me the entire amount and I'll look somewhere else.
Yeah, I, you know, it's funny you phrase it the way it did, almost like she's almost making an example of me.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
And I think she's really shooting herself in the foot, though, in the process. I've done
mm-hmm.
nothing wrong.
Right, you have it. You're the customer. And we listen to the, you know, I was in corporate. If I heard it one time, I heard it 1,000 times. The customer is always right, unless there's a situation where it really isn't. You know, there does come a time where you do know this is not correct. But you purchase this on the base of good faith. And I mean, it has nothing to do with the psychic ability or anything along those lines. It is just hitting me right in the face of, why are you even going through this? This is not right. Something's wrong here. It doesn't make sense, or it
You're
does
right.
not compute. And I think it's either mom or dad, somebody that she's trying to impress, or maybe she's trying to impress a brother or a sister or something like that. But there is no reason for you to have to go through anything along those lines.
Well, she's going to shoot herself in the foot by trying to impress somebody. She's going to bring back a problem into the store.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Good luck. They
Absolutely.
Sell high-end merchandise. They
well,
do.
You know,
it is.
Luann and I, when we go to our psychic night here in Texas, we actually have the opportunity to be in a high-end resale shop. And if anything in that resale shop is fixable, it is always professionally repaired before it even gets out on the showroom floor.
Right.
If there's a problem with it, they more than compensate for the piece that was purchased. What can we do to make this right? We want you to be a customer for life. Can we offer you something else? But the idea that you're just this 20%, are you kidding me? I don't think so.
Isn't that insulting? Really?
Yeah, that's a slap in my
face.
That's
a slap in the face, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's some kind of chaos going on at the store that we know nothing about. And whoever the owner is, the man who is the owner, is the one trying to, you know, that she's trying to impress.
Yeah, there's dad or somebody or whomever, because mm-hmm. it's a family business. We know that.
And you have to remember,
it is.
What goes around comes around.
She is a very smart lady, but she's really shooting herself in the foot by behaving this way. I gave her an out. You know, I said, I love the desk. It's discontinued. We know from three experts that there's going to be an issue. The keyboard will rock, and I'll have to replace the top. And I'm letting you just give me 50% off would be even still low ball, but I would take even $1,000. So I really, really love the desk. And do you really feel that I'll find another desk that I like even better?
Yes.
Very. Yes.
Yes.
Will it be at Wayfair?
I'm not so sure it's Wayfair. I think that's where there's a little bit of a difference. I'm not convinced it's Wayfair. It could be, but I'm not convinced of it. But you will
okay.
get a desk that will be even better suited to your needs that you will love even more.
Really?
Yes.
Well, this is so unique. It's got beautiful – it's by a company called ART. They don't make it anymore. And it's got gold lame, kind of like mirrored effect on the front of the drawers.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that the universe shows me where to find this other desk right away, because my sister Leslie and I need to move out of this apartment. Our lease is up at the end of April, but prices have skyrocketed. So I need to up my income above my Social Security. So that's why I wanted this desk, and now that's delaying me doing that. Can you give me a clue about where I'll find this other desk?
I'm not getting anything on that. And I think the reason is because you're going to have to be the one to see it. You're going to have to be the one that actually experiences it. However, what I would suggest you do is go back to Wayfair and look at other pieces, but on your computer, if something pops up that's really unique and different, explore that website. Don't turn away anything that's just like all of a sudden you see it, go with it. Explore other desktops, because it's going to take them a while to resolve in this issue anyway. And now's the perfect time to look.
Yeah, well, there's a place called Paragold. It's kind of like part of Wayfair, but it's very high-end, gorgeous furniture. So I hope I start working remotely from my bedroom soon, but I need a desk to do it.
We all work from home, so we understand what you're saying. Yes, absolutely. All right. Going to work in your favor, and we're excited for your new desk. And yeah, you definitely need to get your money back on that. If you're living off your Social Security, as a lot of us are, we will not settle for less.
Exactly. Do you think she will come back at all and make a higher credit offer to me? Like, well,
I'm not
about
it.
I'm not saying
she's not doing at least 75%. It's not worth it.
Yeah,
you're
so
on
you
a fixed
think I
income.
Should
absolutely. Definitely. Because you don't want to put new energy on a desk that's not working properly.
Well, you know what? My guardian angels wanted me to be aware of this. They did. I sat in front of the desk the next morning, and I couldn't believe it. I saw air underneath the far left and right. And then I took pictures with my cell phone so he could make the pictures bigger, and I was stunned.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So I'm being protected. And something else, I think I'm coming down with the flu, which might be a sign of something else. So they're supposed to pick up the desk this Friday, but I'm going to text her on Tuesday because she'll be off on Wednesday and Thursday. And I'm going to let her know that I may need to be quarantined, which probably won't set well with her because I don't think legally she can send out her employees at a place where a woman is showing symptoms. You know what I mean?
Mm. Well, we'll definitely let them know well in advance, and obviously need to be tested because you want to know just in general about your health, just be on the side. You don't want to mess around with that. But if you have indication you feel like you could endanger other people, then they need to know and they need to proceed accordingly. Okay?
Yeah, I will give full disclosure. And guess what?
What?
When the two men came over to deliver the desk, the shorter man was wearing a mask, but the big man was not. And that was before the state of California made it optional. And so they're really remiss on that. But anyway, I agree with you. There's something deeper going on with the manager. I think you're right. She's showing somebody like, I'll handle this. And I've done nothing wrong. She should be apologizing all over the place to me.
I agree. And we agree. Awesome. Okay, hon. Well, we got to our next caller. And be sure and get checked to make sure that you're really okay. And we see good things for the new desk.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great evening. Thank you so much.
You too, ladies. Thank you.
Have a good night.
So definitely if you feel that you have something, I do not like people getting mistreated.
Yeah.
It's a real issue. It's a really issue. And anybody that is on Social Security or trying to make themselves to a situation where they can earn more money, absolutely, we're all for it. All three of us do the same thing. But I just sometimes wonder, you know, are you trying to just dump stuff on people? What's wrong with you? Karma will come back.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's just bad business.
Absolutely.
Well, one of the cards I got was the world. And to me, sometimes that represents what goes around comes around.
Oh, absolutely.
And
that's
so karma will come back to bite them.
Yeah, her. The manager.
No, the store.
Absolutely. All right. I think we need to take a break for just a second, and then we will come back, and hopefully you guys can still hear us. We are really working on this very, very hard. So if you'll give us just a second, we will be right back.
If you missed the first Holistic Psychic Fair at the Shambhala Wellness Center in Denton on New Year's Day, don't despair. You have another chance to experience some of the most talented readers in North Texas at their Spring Fair, Saturday, April 9th. All our readers sold out last time, so plan to pre-book your appointment at our next Holistic Psychic Fair, Saturday, April 9th, noon to 6 p.m. To pre-book your reading, just email Allison, that's Allyson, at ShambhalaWellness.com. Or you can call her at 940-380-8728. That's 940-380-8728. Shambhala Wellness Center is in the heart of Denton at 215 East University Drive. If you're interested in office or event space for lease, email Johanna. That's J-O-H-A-N-N-A at ShambhalaWellness.com. Shambhala is spelled S-H-A-M-B-H-A-L-A. Or you can call them at 943-380-8728. Shambhala Wellness Center, a place of peace, tranquility, and happiness. See you Saturday, April 9th or sooner. Cash only at the event, please.
This is psychic medium Carrie Glazer, and you're listening to Make It So Network.
Well, welcome back, everybody, and we want to make sure and let you know that we are now having to get a disclaimer. So in accordance with the law in several countries, because we are global, we must point out that all psychic readings given here on Make It So Network are subject to interpretation and should not be taken as absolute. A reading is 100% accurate. All readings given by Make It So Network psychics are for entertainment purposes only, and no guarantee can be given as to the accuracy of a reading. Readings do not replace professional medical, legal, business, and advice. Make It So Network will not force you to follow a particular course of action or attempt to exert any form of control over your free will. I'm so sorry. That just always strikes me funny. We will not be in control of your... It reminds me of Outer Limits. Do not do this. We are in total control.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So anyway, so don't forget, we have a new show Tuesday. Hopefully, we will have some of these issues taken care of. Apparently, you guys are holding on, and we do appreciate that. So we are going to go to our next caller. So, caller 8619, we're live and on the air with Carrie, Luann, and Elizabeth. How may we help you tonight?
Hi. Yes, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
This is Karen in New York.
I
was just wondering if you have any messages from Stuart regarding a purchase I was going to make. It may work out to get some more money in the future. I was trying to have my Stuart with my sister, and I can't convince her. But I'm wondering if it's a good idea or if I will get in trouble with it.
Okay, so you have a situation where you're trying to, convince your sister?
Well, that's not going to work. So I don't know if it would be a good idea for me to do this on my own. Or will I?
Right. Well, yeah,
it
doesn't seem to be working with trying to convince her at all.
Right.
Whether is this going to be a good idea for you is really the question, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a little bit hesitant. Maybe that's because it's a major decision. This is a thing to just kind of casually think over. Actually, I'm getting a yes on this, that it would not really be a bad idea. But the main thing that we get from Spirit is you need to make sure that this is something you really want to do.
So I have caution flags.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think it through.
Mm-hmm.
Dot your I's, cross your T's.
Yeah.
Go forward with this. This will be something you'll be doing alone. That is a stamp positive. That part I can tell you I feel very, very clear about. I do have go about this cautiously.
Yeah. Luann, what have you got?
I've got focusing on new plans and personal growth, which goes with you doing this alone. Your sister is trying to take advantage of the fact that you want to do it her because she thinks it's a bad idea. Just remember that just because this is something you want to do doesn't mean you're always right, but you have to use your intuition to see where it's going to go.
Yeah, and I agree with 100%. I'm not saying that it isn't, or we're not saying it isn't something by any means, but we are also saying make sure that you have everything thought out. As Kate said, dot every I, cross every T to make sure this is something that you're going to want to do.
There's no wishy-washy on this.
Yeah, this is more.
You either move forward and you're all in,
uh-huh.
or no.
Right. There's no gray.
There's no gray here. There's no, you're all in and you work the, pardon me, and right. I'm got a start here. It's got a little bit of my mouth on her, and she's, I'm going to keep playing.
Yeah.
This isn't.
Well, this is so hard. You've been going in and out, so I'm trying to get the gist
okay.
of what you're saying, but I'm not sure I'm doing
okay,
it.
I'm going to do my best.
Thank you.
What I'm getting, and I'm getting very clearly, is there's no pussyfooting around about this. You move forward, do this, you go all in, and you're going to have to work hard. This is solely your thing. There's no one here to back up, for backup, and we're here to blame other than yourself if this goes wrong. So you got to be fully prepared for this and fully ready to do this. But I do see that, you know, as long as you're into this and you're ready to go and you take it all on and you know this, because, you know, your sister's not going to be there. That's just a big no.
Right. Well, I just was wondering what spirits take. What is it? Is it a good idea for me?
That's just what she said. She was getting it from spirit.
It's all in or nothing. There's no gray.
So you
okay.
have to get as much information as you possibly can. Make a decision.
No wishy-washy.
All of this is from spirit. That's what we're talking about. This isn't just, this is what we're getting from spirit, and that's what we're hearing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There were a few companies I was considering. Do you feel that any of them might be right?
Are there three companies?
Sorry, I cut you off.
No. Are there three companies, caller?
Yes, that I have spoken to so far.
I want some more information from all three of them, but the second one that you have been in contact with, that's the one that I want a lot more information, and I really want to talk to that, get to know that company in person.
I came up with the number two. So it would be the second company.
Mm-hmm. The middle company.
Exactly.
Second, yeah.
But...
I'm not getting a particular company. I just got three companies.
All three of us got three companies, so we know there's three. But I'm looking more towards the second one. Not quite sure if it's a spirit thing. I think it is, because it feels like
whatever it is on all three of them, I want more information.
Right.
Before moving forward with anything. But the second company is what I really want to make sure I have a question right that you can think of that, you know, no matter how financially is going to go forward with. No, that's the one that I want more information. I want to get to know that company, that second company, really well.
Exactly. I would go with number two, but I would definitely do what Carrie's talking about, is get more information.
Thank you.
Congratulations and good luck on this new position. And Spirit says, keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Thank you. I like that.
You're
very
welcome.
Good.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. All of you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. So now we're having a problem being able to hear our callers. So I think we would wrap it up. It's not just you, because now everybody's fading out on my... I'm not hearing what the question is. And we do apologize for this, everybody. You patient on this, and it's just not working out. So I think we need to just probably wrap it up. And if you guys will be sure you can check us out, we're also going to be on Monday the 28th. It'll be Media Monday. And then we turn right back around. And then on that Wednesday will be Psychic Wednesday. So thank you so much for joining us. Again, we apologize for any inconvenience that we have not, and we will seriously be getting in touch with Blog Talk Radio to see if we can get this straightened out. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for joining us. Until we reconnect, stay healthy and hopeful. We realize that these are stressful times, and we encourage you to seek professional connections if you or a loved one are having suicidal thoughts. Please go to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 Talk or text HELLO to 741741, which is the crisis text line. Both are free, open 24/7, and they will respond. Good night.
This is Foxy Jackson of iSpeakFoxy.com. Are you in an abusive relationship and need help safely finding your path to freedom? Call 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. Or text the word SAFE to 88788. You may also chat with someone online 24/7 at www.thehotline.org. Be safe.
You're listening to Make It So Network on Blog Talk Radio.